Smith Construction. This is Gayla.
Hey, Gayla. It's Julian with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just a quick question. So I think you can help because you've been involved in most of this process. But on the documents that that Craig signed, the account that he wants the money in is different than the bank statements that he provided. So we have bank statements from Great Southern Bank and then bank statements from U.S. Bank. So we can deposit them in the U.S. bank account if you want. But the voided check that he gave me has a different account number. And the way the program works is it has to be tied directly to that account for which you provided us the bank statements. Are those accounts tied together or how does that work?
They are. But he should have given you, because I figured he just sent you this whole, I've had this whole folder called financial company stuff, you know. And yeah. One of that is a U.S. Bank 1021, which means that account that he's wanting that to go into. But if you need that, I can send that to you, those U.S., you know, those bank statements.
Yeah, no, I don't even need the, so if you send me that other bank statements for that other account, we'd have to run everything all over again because it's, the program we approved you for is approved for that checking account. Do you know what I mean? Okay. So if you guys want to use the other account, we can, but we'd have to go through the process all over again, and it could take another couple days or something. But the thing is, once the money's in your account, you can move it wherever you want. You can literally do whatever you want.
There's just some things that automatically come out of that, and so he's worried that before we got it moved, things might come out, and that we don't want necessarily paid right at this moment, and that would actually, you know.
And then
you wouldn't be able to pull your money either. You know, that's part of it too.
Yeah, I gotcha. But we're going to deposit that whole amount in your account, so you'll have whatever you're netting, 38 grand or whatever. So, unless you have, $5,000 to $10,000 coming out every day, I don't think it's going to be an issue. But then again, I don't know what kind of stuff you guys have tied up in your bank account either, so I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll have to move it out and then just put a little bit in each day, whatever the amount is that needs to be for you all, and just let that be the way because he would rather do that, I'm sure, than go over all of this again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of figured. I know it's kind of time sensitive, and I'm working, this is pretty much what I've been doing all morning, and I definitely want to take care of this for you as soon as possible. If this can get funded today, it will. But I just need... I just need him to write in the correct checking and routing number, and then get a voided check from that account, the one that ends in, what was it, the 5705 or something?
Which, that's the first voided check that I sent to you.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the one I sent yesterday.
Okay, cool,
so
yeah.
So I just need to change that form to be that 5705 number.
Okay, cool. So the first check you sent was from Great Southern Bank. Is that the account that you wanted deposited to?
It was?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
It's okay. I just...
Because that's the one he has laying here.
Yeah, luckily... Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm sure it's an easy mistake to make. Luckily, I'm very meticulous and detail-oriented. What happens sometimes is we'll just submit it with everything you give us, and then it goes to our funding department, and then they're like, wait, something's not matching up, and then it ends up not getting funded for another couple days because something was missing or something didn't match, and that's what I want to avoid.
I understand that completely. Okay, I will pull a U.S. bank check for that account that you're talking about, the 5705,
yes.
And I will change these numbers on these forms that he's got.
Okay, perfect. I just emailed him. Do you have access to his email?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I can send you that page again. It's just the ACH authorization form where it asks for your bank name, account number, and routing number. Just write in the accounting number and the routing number that ends in the whatever it was. I keep forgetting.
5705, yeah.
5705, yeah.
Which the routing number is still the same, so it's just the one that I need to change. So.
The routing number? Okay. Okay, cool. Do you want me to send you a blank one again, or do you have it?
No, I've got it.
Okay, cool. So I just emailed you guys 5 minutes ago, and then I gave you a call, so you probably have that email from me for Craig. Okay. So. Give me a call if you have any questions or anything. But yeah, I'll be looking for your email. As soon as I get it, I'm going to submit it for funding.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Gayla.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.